August. Sophia, sandals off, was standing at the water's edge. The bay snuck up to swallow her toes. Gray salt water over bright skin. "Don't go out any farther," Alyona said. The water receded. Alyona could see under her sister's feet, the pebbles breaking the curves of Sophia's arches, the sweep of grit left by little waves. Sophia bent to roll up her pant legs, and her ponytail flipped over the top of her head. Her calves showed flaking streaks of blood from scratched mosquito bites. Alyona knew from the firm line of her sister's spine that Sophia was refusing to listen. "You better not," Alyona said. Sophia stood to face the water. It was calm, barely touched by ripples that made the bay look like a sheet of hammered tin. The current got stronger as it pulled into the Pacific, leaving Russia behind for open ocean. But here it was domesticated. It belonged to them. Hands propped on narrow hips, Sophia surveyed it, the width of the bay, the mountains on the horizon, the white lights of the military installation on the opposite shore. The gravel under the sisters was made of chips from bigger stones. Alyona leaned against a block the size of a hiking backpack, and a meter behind her was the crumbling cliff face of St. Nicholas Hill. Water on one side, rock wall on the other. They had walked along the coast this afternoon until they found this patch, free of bottles or feathers to settle.